Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 5. He completes the work. I want you to take this in slowly, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. If you came to this today carrying something unfinished, a struggle that won't resolve, a calling that hasn't taken shape yet, a version of yourself that still hasn't arrived, this word was written for you. Paul doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say if you try hard enough. He says, I am sure of this. A settled, immovable confidence. And what anchors that confidence is not the performance of the listener. It is the character of the one who promised. Because notice who began it. He did, not you. You didn't choose yourself. You didn't transform yourself. God moved, placed his hand on your life, and said, I start here. And what God starts, God carries. This was never resting on your shoulders alone. The enemy has a favorite move. He takes your weakest moments, the times you fell, the seasons you doubted, the mornings you didn't even have enough faith to pray. And he uses those moments to whisper, see, this isn't going to work. God has moved on from you. But the verse says the opposite. He will bring it to completion. God does not leave drafts. He does not begin a work and walk away from it halfway through. Your weakest seasons cannot cancel his commitment to finish. Unfinished does not mean abandoned. It means the work is still in process, slow, sometimes hidden, but real. Real as clay in the hands of a potter. Real as a root pushing down through dark soil before a single flower appears above ground. And there's something else. Paul says, this work continues until the day of Jesus Christ. Not until December. Not until you have it all figured out. The finish line is him. You are not being shaped to meet a deadline. You are being prepared for an encounter. Every unfinished area in your life is not evidence of failure. It is part of a formation that only God sees in full. Anchor your year in that, not in what you've accomplished or left undone, in the character of a God who does not abandon what he began. So today, before breakfast, before the first meeting, before you reach for your phone, do one thing. Think of one area of your life that is still unfinished. It might be a relationship, a calling, an inner battle you're still in the middle of. Name it, and then, instead of asking God to hurry or to explain himself, thank him. Thank him that he is still working there. Thank him for the work in progress. That isn't naivety. That is faith. That is you trusting the completion to the one who has the authority to finish it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.